Happy Holidays by Goddess 47. Harry heard them before he saw them.
"Dee, are you sure we're supposed to be back here?" a woman's voice asked. It sounded doubtful.
"Nah, it's fine," Dee promised heartily. "Harry just likes to stay out of the public, and a private room's the only way to do that."
"Okay, if you say so," the woman agreed, a bit reluctant.
The door opened, and Dudley Dursley, now known simply as Dee, since Dudley nor his middle name of Vernon was a name he wanted to use, stepped into the room. He held hands with the woman Harry had heard but not yet seen. Harry stood up from the table to greet them.
"Dee, good to see you," Harry said to his cousin.
They hugged briefly.
"Harry, good to see you again,"
Dee said warmly. He went back to the woman with them.
"Harry Potter, I'd like to introduce Maeve Cunningham."
Harry reached out a hand and was startled by her sudden intake of breath. Maeve made a small curtsy and said softly,
"I am honored to meet you, Lord Black."
Dee frowned for a moment, then laughed.
"Oh, I forget you have that title thing going on."
"Dee, that's not just a title thing," Maeve hissed at him, blushing.
"But it's just my cousin, Harry,"
Dee protested.
"And you didn't tell me your cousin is Harry Potter,"
Maeve protested.
"If we're done with the awkward introductions part of the lunch, we could sit down and get to know each other," Harry suggested with a smile.
Maeve blushed some more, but gamely sat in the chair Dee held for her.
"I know Dee will eat almost anything, but I do have to ask if you have any food preferences," Harry asked Maeve. "Vegetarian? Gluten-free? Anything you don't like?"
"Well,"
she hesitated until Harry nodded in encouragement,
"I despise olives. We'll eat cilantro if I have to. And, well, I can eat around almost anything else."
"Would you like wine with lunch, or something non-alcoholic?"
"I don't know a lot about wine, but I'll try," Maeve answered. "However, some water with the meal is fine."
"Both, then," Harry decided. "Try the wine and see what you think. I won't be offended if you don't like it."
"That works," she replied.
Harry rang a small bell and the server came into the room.
"We'll have the starters and bring the lady some water along with the wine."
"Yes, sir,"
the man bowed and withdrew.
"How do you know Harry?"
Dee asked, obviously curious.
"Oh, well, I guess I can finally tell you I'm a witch," Maeve admitted. "I was going to wait until the holidays were over and find a quiet time to talk about it, but now that I know you know about magic, I can tell you."
"Really?" Dee grinned. "What a coincidence." "Where did you go to school?"
Harry asked.
"Castello Bruxo," Maeve replied. "It's in South America," she explained for Dee. "I studied magizoology, and I work with both the Ministry of Magic and the Regent Sue to deal with magical animals in Muggle areas."
"I suspect there's more of that than anyone would think," Harry laughed.
"There certainly is," Maeve agreed. "It's never dull, I can say that for sure."
"That's why your zookeeping job has odd hours,"
Dee exclaimed.
"Sorry, couldn't tell you about it before this," Maeve apologized. "Many of the problems occur outside normal working hours, but since animals need tending around the clock, it's been easy until now to just explain late-night hours as normal work hours."
"What do you specialize in?" Harry asked.
"Felines and canines, mostly," Maeve said. "I pitch in if there are larger or dangerous animals that need to be dealt with, but I'm better with canines."
Harry pondered for a moment and then realized Maeve probably worked with the Queen's corgis. Harry had been interviewing an instructor for Hogwarts, and when Fabrizio had admitted his animagus form was a corgi, Harry couldn't resist passing him on to the goblins for training. However, that was a state secret that neither one of them could talk about, especially in front of Dee. Harry had worked hard to drum the idea of secrets should really be secret into the wizarding community. Years of laxity made it an ongoing challenge. At that point, the server tapped on the door and wheeled in a cart with their food. He quickly placed everything on the table, poured the wine, and left, all without a word. Harry lifted his wine glass and offered a toast.
"To happy holidays and a good new year."
Dee and Maeve replied with soft,
and a good new year to you.
Maeve took a sip of the wine and nodded in pleasure.
Enjoy, Harry invited, taking a spoonful of his tomato soup with cheese and Marmite toast.
This is good, Dee said after his own taste. It's fancy, without being snooty.
Harry laughed. You'll like the rest of the meal then, too.
The food and wine helped to further ease any of Maeve's discomfort, and they were soon chatting easily. Coffee and banoffee pie for dessert were a big hit.
I never get a banoffee pie as good as this, Maeve exclaimed as she took a bite of the treat.
Dee added,
and I never got over my love of sweets.
He looked down at his slimmed-down body.
I try not to eat sweets too often, so this is a great treat.
You've done well, Harry said. Going out on your own was good for you.
And that's thanks to you, Dee replied.
After defeating Voldemort and seeking to escape the demands of the Ministry, Harry had gone to look for the Dursleys. He had found them in Edinburgh, where Vernon had transferred to another plant owned by Grunnings. Neither Vernon nor Petunia would talk to him, but Dudley had followed him out to a local pub. A very awkward discussion was aided by ale and shepherd's pie. Harry glamoured them both so they looked of age to drink, not that anyone really seemed to care.
I need to get away, Dudley finally admitted.
Where do you want to go? Harry asked.
Anywhere, Dudley replied. Just what they did to you wasn't right.
Will you be safe if you go back tonight? Harry asked with a frown.
Dudley shrugged. I can take care of myself, he hesitated. Besides, I don't have any money, only a few euros.
You shouldn't need to protect yourself from your own parents, Harry replied.
But I understand. I can get you a room here, or take you back to London.
Dudley's eyes had lit up at the mention of London.
Could you? I mean, take me with you? If it's not a bother, that is.
We have to go back and tell them that you're leaving, Harry insisted. I don't want them to call the police and complain that I've kidnapped you.
Dudley snorted. That would be too much of a ruckus, but okay, he agreed. And I can grab some things.
Just take anything you need for the night, Harry said. I'll get your room packed up, and you can decide what you want to keep when you're ready.
Winky could pack up anything Dudley had in his room in minutes.
That would be awesome, Dudley had agreed.
Harry stayed just outside the cottage, but he listened as Dudley told his parents that he was leaving with Harry. Harry heard Petunia crying, begging Dudley not to leave, but Vernon's
"Good riddance"
was enough to convince Harry that he was doing the right thing. Before they left, Harry put a locking charm on Dudley's room so that Vernon wouldn't be tempted to destroy whatever might be in there. Not quite knowing what to do with Dudley, Harry had asked Hermione for help, who promptly set Dudley up with her parents. They had welcomed the lost young man and helped him get the help he needed. Harry looked between the two.
I need to be blunt, he said. Now that you're dating a witch, you need to think more about what's going to happen if you have a family.
Maeve blushed prettily.
I do have a contraceptive charm, she admitted softly. But we've been taking it slowly, especially since I hadn't told Dee that I do have magic.
That's good, Harry replied.
Dee took her hand.
And Maeve is special, he added. I'm treating her right.
Also good, Harry added. If you decide to make it a permanent arrangement, I need to know, since my mom left some things for you, if you ever get married.
Harry, Dee replied, you don't have to do that.
Actually, I think I do, he said gently. Just because my mum was the first witch in the Evans family in over 100 years, doesn't mean there isn't a touch of magic in you.
In spite of how definitely non-magical Vernon was.
He grinned at Maeve.
And sorry, Maeve, if you ever decide to have children, with or without Maeve, there's an excellent chance they'll be magical.
Dee's eyes got large and he paled. Harry could only laugh.